is a very big week for the NFL, and coronavirus continues to impact sports. Those are your lead stories for this morning's Buzzcast. It's Monday. It's February 24th. I'm Abe Madcore. Let's start with the NFL. After players decided on Friday not to take action on a collective bargaining agreement that was put to them by owners, player reps are set to meet with NFL officials on Tuesday in Indianapolis and could vote as early as Wednesday, but want to go back to owners and continue negotiations. But reports over the weekend from ESPN's Adam Schefter indicate that the owners do not intend to renegotiate any parts of their offer. Now, among the changes the players would like to see include an increased revenue share, improved pension, and further improvements to working conditions. Of course, the 17th game is still a very big factor. Players seem to be in three camps: okay with it, want changes, or totally against the 17th game. So some work to do still here. The longer this gets protracted, the more likely it is that a deal does not get done. Here's the bottom line. Owners are trying to get this deal done now. Players sensing a little bit of leverage are trying to get some more changes to the deal. So keep your eye on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. Very big. Let's move over to the coronavirus. Markets are reacting to news that the coronavirus seems to be spreading in different parts of Europe and outside of Asia. Now the Overwatch League is postponing 3 weeks worth of scheduled matches in Seoul. So again, continue to watch how the coronavirus is impacting sports events throughout Europe. Let's shift to LA today. Today, about 20,000 people will fill the Staples Center to honor Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna, who of course were among 9 people killed in the helicopter crash January 26 in California. A service at the Staples Center is expected to run from about 10 a.m. to 12:30. Those attending were invited, but there were an undisclosed number of tickets sold to the general public through a lottery. Now, they are asking for people who aren't attending the service at Staples Center not to congregate at LA Live, which of course is a part of Staples Center. Officials are discouraging people from just showing up and standing at LA Live and being near the arena, but it should be quite a service today for the late Kobe Bryant. We're getting a lot of questions about XFL attendance. Let's take a look at over the weekend. The XFL brought professional football back to St. Louis for the first time since the Rams left for LA. And did the market respond? Yes, close to 30,000 people attended at the Dome at America Center. Very good number there. Meanwhile, about 12,000 attended Dignity Health Sports Park for the second game in Los Angeles. On Saturday, Dallas and Seattle drew 22,000 at CenturyLink Field. That was down about 7,000 from last week's big number at CenturyLink Field of more than 29,000. Meanwhile, the Tampa Bay Vipers played their first game at Raymond James Stadium on Saturday, and they too drew about 18,000. So some pretty good numbers continuing for the XFL. Let's end with these two quick hitters. Premier Golf League CEO Andrew Gardner broke his silence and offered up some details of the rival golf tour that could begin play as early as 2022. He said the golf tour would run from January through August and consist of 12 four-man teams. So remember, January through August, that's pretty much the time of the PGA Tour and all the majors. He added that financial backing of the tour has come from the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia. Other details were pretty scarce. No major sponsors were announced, or television and streaming rights right now are uncertain or undetermined. But some details beginning to emerge on the Premier Golf League, which of course has drawn the attention of the entire golf industry. And finally, from the good news department, nice to see Dan Gilbert, Cavaliers owner and of course just major entrepreneur, make his first public appearance since a stroke last spring on Friday in Detroit. He was honored at the Crane's Newsmaker of the Year luncheon at the MGM Grand Detroit, receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award. Again, good to see Dan Gilbert. He spoke from a podium, speaking clearly and without any apparent difficulty for close to 20 minutes. So good to see Dan Gilbert make a public appearance after his very scary stroke last spring. So that is your morning Buzzcast. It's Monday. It's February 24th. I'm Abe Madcore. A lot going on to start the week. Have a great start to your week.